My reaction to the verdict, his verdict, is one of, I guess, disbelief. Still bothers me. Because I feel he's an innocent man in prison. As far as I'm concerned, there's still somebody out there that killed two people. And are getting away with it.
In 1990, two men were murdered in the woods of Western Michigan. There were no eyewitnesses and little physical evidence. There were plenty of leads, but all of them seemed to lead to dead ends.
My only theory is two guys were killed out while they were deer hunting, shot through the back, with no real motive or explanation that I'm aware of.
The case went cold. Then, 10 years later, in 2000, a new team of detectives began looking into the murders.
I'm talking about this case. We didn't get it wrong. We did not get it wrong. It's there.
I actually was willing to say Jeff might have done this because the police were saying, you know, we have this kind of evidence. We have this stuff that is suggestive. And being what I am, had he committed the murder, fine, he should go to prison, right?
I didn't think I'd ever be found guilty because I didn't do nothing. But I know justice is wrong, and then once you get convicted, they do not want to release you because it's a bad mark on them.
This Monday, October 26th, Undisclosed returns with Season 5, The State versus Jeff Titus, to tell the story of a near-perfect crime, the man who was convicted of it, and how two sets of investigators came to two very different conclusions.
See, you got to understand, it's all the little pieces, all the little pieces that you find, you put together and make a puzzle.
Justice was trampled on in this case, and it should have never come this far.
Oh, no, I know Jeff Titus. Yeah, the man in the ditch was not Jeff Titus, no.
For this season of Undisclosed, we're also doing something a bit different. This time, we aren't the only ones who are investigating the case. There's a documentary team that's also been working on Jeff Titus's case for their new television series on Investigation Discovery, called Killer in Question. And you'll be hearing from them on this season of Undisclosed.
Was it a hard choice for you to do this show, to do this interview with us?
No. Not a bit.
Why is that?
I wanted somebody to listen. Courts seem to turn a blind eye to it, you know.
The season premiere of Killer in Question covers the case of Jeff Titus and will air on November 1st at 9, 8 Central on Investigation Discovery. And next week, you can listen to Episode 1 of Undisclosed's new series on the case. New episodes of Undisclosed will be released on Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, followed by our weekly addendums on Thursdays, where we will dig in and answer all your questions about that week's episode of Undisclosed, and also discuss some of the other cases that will be covered on Killer in Question's first season.
Had he told me the key witness has changed her story, I would have said, that's nuts.
He was talking about that damn murder all day long.
You know, there's always somebody confessing to something they never did.
I've never threatened no one. I just said, this is my property. I want you to leave because you aren't supposed to be here.
The only thing that makes him guilty is if he pulled the trigger and shot two people, and it is demonstrably provable that he could not have done it because he was 27 miles away. None of that stuff has any consequence whatsoever because he did not do the crime.
No, I couldn't just retire and go off in the sunset because based on what I knew and found out subsequently, there's an innocent man that got sent to Jackson Prison for a crime that he did not commit.